Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Welcome, everyone, to the most amazing feat you will see in your lifetime. Three chubby geeks with ADD actually focus and put together a show called The 8-Bit Geek. I am one of those chubby men, although the ladies say I'm the cutest. I'm Jeremy. And with me, of course, are the two other hosts. Not as cute. But hey, they can cook and, they can cook and clean, so welcome.
Hi, I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
I have the best beard of all of us.
You do. I will not front on that.
That's true.
But John Kassir of Crypt Keeper fame said I had a pretty awesome beard. So I will take that as a freaking compliment.
But yours is really well sculpted. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yours is really nice.
Mine is full and retarded, and yours is very like nice looking.
That's what I do. I detail my stuff.
Yeah, yours is like all nice and
trimmed. And I'm keeping...
It's just... I'm like keeping fucking Hagrid over
the 19. Here. I'm going 1990s, and I keep my goatee. But that's only because I don't really have a chin, so it covers that.
See, and Doug has like the burly lumberjack man. I've got like the fucking West Coast customs, like they're like pimp my beard. Yo, dog.
We heard you want a beard, so we put a beard in your beard.
Put a beard in your beard.
We gave you a goatee, a beard, and some side chops. Oh yeah, and you can also watch TV.
And there, and inside that beard comes a 60-inch.
Yeah, it's hiding underneath there. I don't like to show it off. I'll get robbed.
That's a new show concept we need to come up with there. Well, speaking of show, we've got a lot of show for you, so to enjoy. But first, let us promote our social media to you. Every week we do it, and so if you're not connected with us, you should be. If you're interested in winning video games, getting to know us more, and getting some of the best breaking news when we get to it, because I think most people break it first, but hey,
we're break it on down.
We're intimate, okay? So follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagrammy at the 8-Bit
Geek. We get really intimate on Instagram.
Yeah, you should see the photos. I promise you will not regret it. So, gentlemen, we are gearing up for something. We're starting to plan. We're starting to cultivate ideas. We're really getting into this. We're excited. We have lit the fuse. Okay, we're going to be blasting off next month to the Alamo City Comic Con. It is our version of the West Coast San Diego Comic Con. It is that big. It is that exciting for us. We get to go down there every year. Seeing that this is the second year, it's been every year. September 26th through the 28th at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. This thing is huge this year. We went out to Houston for the Comic Palooza, and we talked to Elmo, which is the owner, and he runs
it. 100% not his
Apple.
Name.
Elmo.
Take away the press passes.
He fucking takes away the press passes right now.
Yeah, sorry, Elmo.
Sorry, Elmo. Okay, Apple runs the show down there. He owns it. We really enjoy him. We talked to him a little bit. This is the biggest. They've pretty much doubled their size, maybe even more, from last year. And last year's was huge. They also have the biggest names in the comic book business coming. Marvel and DC have full-on South. The level is San Diego Comic-Con. That's how big their booths are.
There might be a gang fight between DC and Marvel.
Yeah, they're right next to each other. So
yeah, apparently, yeah. I think they said that when they set it up, Apple was saying when we talked to him that it's like Marvel's got a booth, like a big-ass booth, and then DC's got a booth, and then right in the middle is him. Like Apple's got his own booth or whatever, because he does like art and stuff as well, I believe. And then like, it may be like the Alamo City one, but he is the line in between the sand. Or in the sand. He's the one that's separating the two from going at each other's throats.
He's trying to break it up.
We got our East Coast, West Coast going on here since DC has moved fully to LA now.
You got your Tupac and your Biggie. You got to watch out.
What's really interesting is that at the Stan Lee, it was a big rumor that the Comic Palooza in Houston was going to be his last Comic-Con that he attended. And I guess that rumor is to put to bed because he is the guest of honor at the Alamo City Comic-Con. He is headlining that one. There's also, we got Clark Gregg from S.H.I.E.L.D. and, of course, from the Avengers. Kevin Eastman. He's going to be there. All the cat, well, not all, but a lot of the dead cast and a couple of live ones from The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. All of your horror fans. I mean, we got Freddy. We got Linda Blair, Robert Englund, Ken. How do you pronounce his last name? Kersinger.
Ken Kersinger. Yeah. Kersinger. Yeah.
Nick Castle and John Cassier.
Stamos.
Oh. Yes, Stamos. Along with, I mean, the Power Rangers are going to be
I
there.
I wish John Stamos was there.
Here's the here's what I'm most excited about. The comic book men are going to be there. Ernie Hudson from the Ghostbusters. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, they've got Walking Dead people that's coming again this year. So different people from last year. So
yeah, and they got to actually one of the hottest women that I thought growing up was Julie Newmar. And
Newmar.
It's an A, not an E, Jeremy. Get it right. And so she played
we have you so well trained that you now correct yourself and we don't have to say anything. But he just says Newmar, awesome. You're like, it's an E, A, not an E, Jeremy.
And and so she played Catwoman in the old 1960s Batman show, which I absolutely love. So it's going to be great. Come on out. They got tons of cosplayers as well. I mean, this thing is going to be on the level of San Diego Comic-Con. I can honestly say that. So
you just did. I'm almost offended that you didn't mention the biggest guests are
going to
be there.
Okay, the WWE is going to be there as well.
No. Bigger than that. The Weekend at Bernie's reunion.
Yeah, we did.
Bernie's
going
to be there doing the Bernie and everything.
We mentioned.
Well, also, I mean, and a lot of, like, I mean, like, Anthony Michael Hall is going to be, like, Weird Science is having their reunion there.
I can't name everybody. Go to the website, www.alamocitycomiccon.com, and you can get all the info, all the guests, all the tickets, and we're going to announce here in a few days how you can see us at the show and get interviewed by us. We're going to have some cool stuff set up, so that will be coming in a few days if you check out our social media, and so that'll be good stuff, so tune in.
Oh, so excited. I literally cannot wait.
Yeah, me too. Great.
It's like Christmas, man. I can't wait.
We were listening to Christmas music in the pre-show.
It was a Beach Boys Christmas here on 8:50.
Yep. Oh,
Doug was so excited. And I got to say that your fiance is going to be really happy because you have announced that you are going to start playing Christmas music right away.
No, oh, yeah, the second that this show's over. Katie, I know you're listening. Merry Christmas. It's starting.
Oh, we're going to get some angry tweets.
My phone's on the charger.
Already tweeted at us once already.
My phone's been on the charger, so I've been missing all the tweets.
She just titled
our episode for us. That we put a beard in your beard. That's the episode title.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's awesome.
That's official. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to get to our show here, Miss Connections. If you haven't heard us before, if it's your first time, Miss Connections, where we go to Craigslist and we try to hook up people in the Miss Connections section who maybe have missed one another and too afraid to talk to each other. So without further ado, here it is.
You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that look.
Yeah. It's the smoothest transition I think that we have.
Get a little naughty for the ladies.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I'm gonna revert back here for this first one to my sexy dance or my sexy voice because I really think that this one deserves it. Comic-Con couple seeks a eye candy girl, a male and a woman for a woman. I think that music's a little too loud. Hold on, let me bring that down just a little
Get a little misty up in here.
Okay. Hot 23-year-old blonde. I mean brown. Or blonde. Whatever. Hair with a curvy body and perky boobs. Dance for the female the Sunday of Comic-Con weekend. We would love to talk to you and stay in touch till next year. What did you tell your wife about me?
My wife. What did you tell my wife about me?
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to get a threesome.
That, I mean, I would hope so.
It's implied in the title.
Otherwise, there's going to be some cuckolding going on here.
Man or woman for woman.
Mm. It's a short one, but it's sweet. And she's going to dance her little perky boobies.
All up into this couple of people. They didn't even describe themselves, though, so it could be. I mean, how many times does that happen at Comic-Con? Obviously, it happens a lot, you know, at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. It's a common...
Too many to tell.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey, I told a lot of wives something, so who could this be? Anyways, who wants to hook up the next one?
Well, it's a Walmart one, so it immediately goes to Kevin.
That's true.
Let me see. This is the gorgeous redhead in Hermitage Walmart wearing Marvel comic pants. Woo! I saw you from a distance and decided to get a closer look. You are incredibly gorgeous. And I got to say, those pants looked amazing on you. I know this is a long shot, but are you single and available? I would love to talk to you and possibly forge some kind of relationship with you.
Okay.
Of the naked kind.
Two things. One, you always know when somebody is a nerd, kind of nerdy, and not very social, when you use the word forge.
Yeah. I would say this person's grammar is actually pretty spot on.
It is pretty spot on. And there's another thing that I keep
noticing.
Considering
coming from Walmart.
Yeah.
There's one word that I see it repeated a lot in all of these misconnections. The word is... long shot. I know this is a long shot. It's so funny.
That's what we're here for. We're here to make sure that long shot gets a little shorter for you guys.
Whoa. All right. Doug, you got the next one.
All right. Oh man, I love these because it also has some details about the person's...
Yeah, some have it, some don't.
Some have it, some don't. All right, so this is a Little Caesars on Roger Road. Man for woman, 24.
Men.
Age, 24. It'd have been really funny if the age had been different there.
Somebody's lying.
Fit, obviously.
Because he goes to Little Caesars, fit.
6'4". Status,
damn.
Oh, so single.
He's got to be a basketball player.
I seen you working a couple times there. Once tonight, and one time I was wearing a Thor shirt. One time. Okay. Yeah, okay. I read this one earlier, and I read it the other way around, so I just confused myself. Once tonight, and one time I was wearing a Thor shirt when I came in, and you had a lot to say about it. I was stumped because I don't read comics as much as I used to.
But I got the shirt on.
But it was definitely obvious you knew your stuff. It's hard for me to ask you out when you're busy working, but hopefully you'll see this. I think it'd be real fun to spend some one-on-one time with you. Back to me, eh? 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 I'm Canadian now? Eh?
Eh? First of all, you have no business wearing a Thor shirt if you cannot... If you can't do... You can't... What? I don't read a lot of comics, and I was stumped. But did you see the Avengers? The what? I just really love Thor.
I just like hammers, girl. I'm a carpenter.
That's what I thought it was. I don't know. Okay, first of all, the first thing here is that you're going to Little Caesars for your hookup. And I'm not saying anything bad about Little Caesars, but usually you find the same kind of people working at Little Caesars that you may at a rundown Walmart. That's all I'm saying.
You know, you got to change perspectives, I guess, because I remember going to Subway. Everywhere in Chicago, Subway was like, it was mostly Indian folks. Like, a lot of Indian folks own Subways, in Chicago at least. And then I moved out here to Kansas, and it's like all white people, and it's kind of weird. throws me off.
Yeah, maybe it's different up in Wake Forest than it is in Texas, but you don't. Right. Little Caesars down here.
Well, Caesars is pretty posh in Wake Forest.
Well, and here's another thing is that you got to think of places like this, it's kind of like a fast foody pizza restaurant sort of place, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, who's going to be like their number one hire all the time? Like, who are they hiring the most of?
Hot teenage women.
Exactly. Teenage.
Just hot high school kids. Women.
Ugh. This is probably some 16-year-old nerd girl.
Oh, and oh, you're making me feel kind of weird, man.
That's what I'm saying. Is that? I'm sorry. It's definitely a teenager.
I get
next week we're gonna have Chris Hansen on the podcast.
Yeah, there's no way a 24-year-old, like female, surely, who likes Thor, is working at If they're a nerd like that, that means they probably did well in school and they probably have advanced in their life.
Just what do you think was going to happen? Have some lemonade.
Have a seat. Try the macaroni and cheese pizza.
Okay.
You're how old again?
I feel real bad. All right, well, on to the next one. This one is really, this is pretty ridiculous because... It's a guy looking for a girl, and I gotta say, I don't know how this is gonna work for somebody. the outer limits, male for a woman. What was a woman like you doing in a comic book store? Pretty, thin, and amused by me.
That's
it.
The end. Curtain draw, take her bow. That's all he wrote.
He didn't want to meet her. He just wanted to know what she was doing there. Yeah, that's all. Like,
I think you could have just asked. Like, yeah. Hey. I mean, if like, she was already amused.
Yeah. What were you wearing that she was amused by you? What was she wearing? Where was this at?
This guy has no clue how this section works.
Yeah, I mean, she's amused by you because the conversation you probably had with her in person was probably as in-depth as this post was.
Yeah.
He was like, what?
He's probably like, you guys...
The store you're looking for, I think, is a few stores down. And she's like, no, I'm here to buy some comics. And he's like,
do you play Magic the Gathering?
He was like, no, not really. I'm really into Yu-Gi-Oh, actually. And he's like, oh,
Yeah, no, he's like, he's disgusted by her. He's like,
Be gone, woman, be gone.
I must go over here.
She's
sit.
Like, ha ha ha, you nerd. And he's like, this woman laughed at my charms.
And now I have to
so
go.
There can't be too many of them that are amused by him. So yeah, this is probably narrowing it down pretty much for him.
And I have to go to the bathroom now.
It's a good thing I brought extra pants with me today.
It's a good thing I brought a blanket.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
Everything's coming up for sure.
All right, every week we take a look at the movie news from the past week, get you caught up, and this week is no different.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day.
Or not. All right, everybody. If you have not heard, there was an exclusive. And this exclusive came from... Who'd it come from? The source.
Comicbooknews.com or something like that? Comicbook.com? I don't remember.
This has not been confirmed. It's just been a rumor, but they are saying it's confirmed. The original unaltered cut of the Star Wars trilogy will be released on Blu-ray by Disney.
That's cool.
I don't know how, because I thought that
they own everything Star Wars now.
Well, Lucas did a bunch of his cuts, he actually cut the original film.
Oh, what an asshole.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, it's one of those things where it's his movie, so he can do whatever the fuck he wants with it. But now, at the same time, it's like, well, we kind of want the original.
Yeah. And the deal is Disney... doesn't own the rights for those films for distribution. So that's the biggest problem is that 20th Century Fox does.
And, oh, true, true.
And so I'm guessing that the loophole around this is the fact that maybe 20th Century Fox rights have run out for the original uncut version. Who knows?
That's true. That may be possible.
The non-Hayden Christensen or whatever his name is.
Hayden Christensen. Yeah. You know, there was, we talked about this months and months and months ago about that independent company that was doing the they were enhancing it themselves by taking some of the original cuts and just doing color correction and doing all this stuff to make it HD. And I actually saw another thing on it today, because with this rumor going around, they're kind of, people are like, you know, this is already a thing that's happening. I mean, it's like a group of guys, and obviously it's taking them years to do it because they're doing it scene by scene, frame by frame, essentially. But they're like, you know, this is something that's coming. So just in case, you know, you don't want to wait for the Disney one. Obviously, if it never happens, there is this one. You may have to wait a little bit longer, but it looks amazing. And they had like side-by-side comparisons of like the original, like the VHS version, the HD, or the Blu-ray version of the last one, and then theirs.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you can see like, well, here's what it originally looked like. Here's what it looked like when they added stuff. And then here it is now where they've cleaned it up, put back the original stuff, gotten rid of the added stuff, but then made it like look really amazing. And so it's actually really cool looking. It looks really good. Just some really talented people, but again, it takes so much time because of how much of it is like, you know, they're not being paid to do it, so it's just like four guys doing it
on their free time. What level of dedication you got to have for that, you know?
Seriously, because again, you're not. I mean, you. I don't even in the end. I don't even think you can sell it. I mean, maybe you could sell it to Disney and be like, "Hey, we did your work for you."
Yeah.
At the same time, like, can you?
I think Disney would have, you know, like they'd beat their chest and they might have a little bit of ego and be like, oh, we could do better. Don't worry about that. We got it.
Yeah.
And then there's, hopefully it comes out looking great. I hope that they release, now they're saying uncut and unedited, but I really hope that they actually do edit it and, you know, color correct it and make it look really nice for HD and stuff for Blu-ray.
So, yeah, me too. I mean, granted, film still looks good regardless of what age it is.
Right.
But there is some things effect wise that they did fix in the 97 version that just do look better than the originals. Like there's a shot of one of the moons in one of the, I remember which one it's in, and you can see the black square around it in HD when you watch it on the HD version, because they literally just took, they had their sky shot, and then they just doing that, they did cut a moon out, put it in the film. And it, you know, you can see the square around it, and then, you know, and so again in the 97 version they went and they got rid of that stupid square. You know, they did the digital like photography and like made everything look really nice and clean. And so I'm with you on that. I hope they do stuff like that. Just make sure that the ships match and they look like they're actually not in front of a green screen, and that, you know, clean those things up. But at the same time, I don't need Hayden Christensen at the end. I don't need.
Yeah.
Right. And I guess what I heard. I heard another rumor from another site that said that Disney is going to take out the extra footage, and Han will shoot first.
Yeah.
So
skate.
The way it was intended.
Yeah.
All right, boys. I am a huge fan of this movie series. I don't know if you are, but I love the Bad Boys. One and two, they are just wonderful films to watch. Michael Bay was on top of his game when he made these, and so the third one is in the works.
Yeah, that's cool too, because I mean, that's the one thing Michael Bay did right besides The Rock. The Rock was good too.
Yeah, The Rock was cool.
Yeah, Bad Boys is his bread and butter, dude. Those movies were hilarious. They had explosions, which were necessary, and it was just those two, dude. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are so good together. Like, that's a buddy cop movie.
How much do you think that was ad-libbed? Like, you know, Michael Bay is just like, all right, action here. These guys say something funny, and then Martin Lawrence and
Will Smith,
thank you. Yeah. They just get together like, nah, this script is garbage. We're just going to ad-lib this. We're going to make it funny.
I'm sure that they're, like, a lot of these comedy movies, they have a point A and a point B that they need to get to, and there are certain things that they do have to say, but then there's, like, the conversation that goes around that. A lot of times I let these comedians just ad-lib that stuff. It's like, make sure you hit this point. Make sure you hit this point. How you get there, have fun.
Yeah.
And Martin Lawrence went on Conan and said that the Bad Boys 3 was happening. He announced it there, so... that is your confirmation. I did not. So
said he that's cool. With Jerry Bruckheimer, they said it was real, and they're working on a script, and then they're getting closer, and it looks good. So
that's awesome.
That is exciting.
Michael Bay is going to take a break from pissing on everyone's dreams to make it something people actually want to see.
Uh-huh.
That's right. I said it. What are you going to do, Michael Bay? Bring it.
He's not going to knock at your door right now. All right, so Marvel has
finished. What'd you say about my movies? What'd you say about my movies?
I'm gonna sick Megan Fox on you.
Marvel has finished a script for something that I was not aware of. Okay, listen. About 2 years ago on the show, maybe a year and a half, we sat at the same exact point, and we said, huh, when they announced the Guardians of the Galaxy. Nobody really knew what it was about. Nobody was really like, whoa, I didn't hear about that.
We'll clarify and just say on our show. Obviously, there are people out there who know a lot more about comics.
Of course,
and
on our show.
Like, what do you mean you don't know about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
I wasn't really an Iron Man fan either before the Iron Man movie, so it was all X-Men and Spider-Man for me.
Yeah, I could dig it. So, I mean, the thing with the Inhumans is, from what I remember,
I didn't even announce it yet. Kevin.
No. Escape, bro. Spoiler alert.
All right, so Marvel has finished the script for the Inhumans, and much like a year and a half ago to 2 years, we didn't know much about Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know much about the Inhumans. Kevin, take it away.
Well, no, I mean, the thing about the Inhumans, especially, they're throwing the Inhumans in, I believe, because Marvel doesn't have the rights to call anyone mutants right now, because Fox owns a lot of that. So they're getting away with calling a lot of the mutants Inhumans. That's what's going to take place if you've seen the ending of Captain 2, when you saw Scarlet Witch and
Quicksilver,
instead of them being called mutants, they're going to actually give them a new origin story, and apparently they're going to be Inhumans, which will probably lead into everything that's going on here.
And it also kind of goes along with what I think we may have talked about a month or so ago, where Marvel Studios and Marvel in general is really, really pushing on Fox and Sony to relinquish their rights to like the X-Men and stuff, as well as like Fantastic Four. And what they're trying to do is that like, they've suspended Fantastic Four. The Fantastic Four comic series is on hiatus. Now, these characters will show up in other comics. Of course, they will do other things. But the Fantastic Four, they are not publishing Fantastic Four comics.
Wow.
Because they don't want to support another person's movies. And another thing that they're doing, even though the X-Men are obviously one of their ginormous franchises, you can't...
They made a great X-Men movie.
Yeah, but what they're trying to do is that they're... Instead, they're really, really pushing the Inhumans. It's like, I mean, again, like I said, Wolverine and the X-Men, you can't not publish them or promote them because they're just too huge of names. Mm-hmm. But they're really, really, really pushing the Inhuman comics hardcore right now because they want people to know this name because they want to put this movie out and they want people to fucking go see it. And so what they want to do is they essentially want to take Fox out of the picture. They want their rights back. They want to make their movies. And so I think this just goes in line with fuck mutants. It's the Inhumans, bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
And from what I remember in the comic book series too, the Inhumans led to a fight with the Skrull, which in turn, it was because like the Inhumans are masked as humans and the Skrull comes to fight them. These are the bad guys. And apparently that leads to the Civil War, which if they make a movie version of Marvel Civil War, it's going to be unbelievable. That was the one where heroes versus heroes. It was all like Captain America's people wanted to preserve their identity while Iron Man had no problem because he's Tony Stark, basically revealing all the superheroes' identities. So everyone, heroes and villains, came together to fight each other. And it was like one of the biggest things to happen in Marvel in years. And if this leads to it, the movies are going to be so good.
Yeah, and I think they're talking about how that may be like close to Avengers 3 timeline, or where we may see the start of that, especially because they have to deal with Thanos. So really, Thanos is probably going to be the big bad in that one. Mm-hmm. But we may start seeing some of that maybe the next Iron Man movie, maybe Cap 3 or 4 or whatever. Because they talked about how there's going to be more than 3 Captain America movies.
Yeah,
that we may move on to like the Winter Soldier being Cap and stuff. I don't know, man. They've got to get those. I mean, such big players in that franchise again are other Marvel entities that they don't have the rights to right now. Now they have gotten a ton of them back recently. I think they got Blade back, they got Punisher. Ghost Rider back, they got Punisher back. So it's all just a matter of time. But Fox, they are doing X-Men well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I'm. I would like to see them. I mean, it's never going to happen. I would like to see them either relinquish the rights and the stories and all of it to allow Marvel to make their using their cast and stuff and their already set up storyline, kind of like what Disney's doing with Star Wars right now, where it's like, well, these already happened, we didn't make them, but we own the rights to them now. It'll never happen, but that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to, Hugh Jackman will be Wolverine until he is dead.
He could be possibly
in a wheelchair and he'd still be Wolverine.
You keep saying one more movie, but it's been like one more movie for the last three movies.
Well, because I think what happens is he goes one more movie, he films it, he's tired, blah, and then he goes out and he sees the product and he sees the fans that are really digging it, and I think he gets back into it again every time. Yeah. Well, he's like, oh man, people love this movie. People love what I do. Man, all right, one more. And then he films it and he's like, never again. I'm getting too old for this.
And I think Marvel...
Oh, one more, okay.
I think Marvel would knock it out of the park if they had the Wolverine rights. Like I think they do an okay job, 20th Century Fox. But I just want to see a Marvel Wolverine.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see.
Then you could finally have Hulk versus Wolverine, which would be amazing.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but you could start bringing in these other characters that are
Spider-Man,
a part of the Avengers or tie into the Avengers, like Spider-Man and Wolverine. I mean, all these people come in and out of the Avengers, or you know, they deal with them, especially when you have something that's about to happen in the Marvel Universe on such a galactic scale, such as Thanos. Like, these people need to be a part of this because they are a part of it. Like, Spidey is one of the people who goes up against Thanos in the, because he's a part of the Avengers in that comic line, and he's not.
That'd be cool. Well, let's switch gears over to the DC side of things. Warner Brothers is aggressively developing an Aquaman movie. That is the one instead of the anybody else that we were thinking we were going to get, like a Wonder Woman movie. We're getting Aquaman.
So, yeah.
Jason Momoa. Is set to play Aquaman. It's not been officially cast yet, but I mean, come on, it's damn. You might as well announce it.
He said something on like Fallon I think it was Fallon, a couple like months ago about how he was Aquaman. Like that was like when it broke originally, and he was like, "Yeah, it's happening."
Well, so, he confirmed being Aquaman in Batman versus Superman, but they didn't say anything about having a movie yet.
Oh, that's true. You're right. I don't know why you would bother casting him in one movie and then not give him his own. I mean, that was like the whole thing with Gal Gadot or whatever. Mm-hmm.
I saw an updated photo of what her suit is going to look like, and I think that the bottom is blue. I think the skirt is like a bluish tint. I know that it all looked one color, but in this new photo that I saw, I think it was more like a concept, but it looked like it was a bluer tint. So I don't know if they're doing the same thing with what they did with Batman, and you know how Batman was all black and white and you can't really tell what's what. Maybe they just put on a hue over her and the suit and stuff, so I don't know. But
yeah, his suit is gray and black, I think, is the one that he's wearing in the next one. Instead of like all black, it's like gray, which is kind of cool because we've never really seen a gray suit in a Batman movie.
Yeah, but everybody was, you know, like they didn't know if the gauntlets were going to be blue and the boots were going to be blue and stuff, but then it ended up not being that way. But who knows? With the Wonder Woman suit. So.
Yeah, they were saying that it looked like Xena Warrior Princess, essentially, which I kind of see, but at the same time, so go look at some of the different comics and stuff, and like her outfit obviously is not always like that American flag thing that she wears, which again, it's not an American flag. People get all up in arms because, oh, it's not American because she's not wearing an American flag. Read the comics.
Amazonian.
Yeah, she's Amazonian, and then like the stars and stripes in her culture mean something completely different. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. People just trying to turn something like, oh, it's unpatriotic. Oh, fuck communist, you goddamn red.
It's just like that same guy that was wearing the Thor shirt. You know?
Commies win again.
I didn't really read the comics, but, you know. I know what's going on.
I liked her look and what we saw from that SDCC poster thing that they revealed. I'm curious to see what they do with Aquaman, but this goes back to that conversation that we've had before several times where they keep making movies or wanting to put out movies for characters that no one gives a flying fuck about, but they won't make movies about like female superheroes who kick ass that we love.
Yeah, that's very true.
I would rather 1,000 times over see a movie about Wonder Woman or Mystique or even Storm, and I hate Storm with a passion because I think she's a lousy character.
Wind.
More than I want to see one about Aquaman.
Water. Earth.
This would be like a Captain Planet movie, really.
All right, so we are going to... There's a lot of rumors going around about what we can see about Falcon and, you know, is he going to get his own movie or what's going to happen with that character? He turned out to be a fan favorite in the Captain America 2, the Winter Soldier. And there's rumors that in the comics, Falcon does become Captain America. And they're questioning whether or not he is going to become Captain America. Here's the interesting thing. They said, do not expect to see it in Cap 3. But then they said in the article, we don't know what's going to happen down the line.
Yeah. Well, like we said, Chris Evans has only said he's going to do so many of these. Mm-hmm. And that was when Sebastian... Oh, God, what's his last name? What's the dude? The guy that played Winter Soldier.
Oh, no.
He has signed on for like 9 fucking movies.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
There's rumors that, I mean, Bucky does become Cap at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Falcon is becoming Cap now in the comics. He takes over for mm-hmm. Rogers here soon, and he is the new Captain America. So that's where that's coming up. But yeah, they said, like, you know, we don't try to adapt as it happens, but who knows what's going to happen in 3 to 4 years.
Exactly.
Again, so I think exciting. That they're going to go with Bucky becoming him before he does, just because
he's got a bigger contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He did it first. They already kind of have something set up for that.
Mm-hmm. I
wouldn't mind seeing him being Cap.
Yeah, me neither.
Well,
I love Anthony Mackie. I think he'd make a great Cap.
Yeah. Agreed.
Agreed. We'll just have to see how it goes. I mean, it probably goes to the popularity and politics of everything. So,
yeah. Again, going back to, well, you know, they won't give us like female superheroes, and then they don't really care for black superheroes either, unless you're Blade.
We should get another Blade.
We should. They have the rights back, and Wesley Snipes is out of jail. I don't understand what the problem.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Wesley Snipes is looking good, dude. He was in Expendables 3, and he looked in great shape.
He looked
so
great shape.
Seriously, like the second I'm watching, we'll get to this later. But watching Expendables 3, seeing Wesley Snipes, I was like, all right, so we're getting Blade. Like,
this
is not a question. Right? It's just a matter of when.
It's kind of funny because he had blades. he had knives.
No, I was like, that. I guess what made me think about it was just like, oh my god, this Blade. It's happening.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. It will happen. He will pay for it himself somehow.
With his tax money
that he held from the IRS, probably in a bank account over in Switzerland. He's just going to pull it out and finance Blade 4.
In movie news that no one cares about, we get this little nugget. Jackie Chan has been approached about Rush Hour 4.
That's been on and off for so long, though, I thought.
I don't really care anymore.
Yeah.
I love Jackie Chan, but Chris Tucker, I mean, where's he been?
Yeah, nowhere.
He was supposed to be filming the Last Friday movie. It was literally called Last Friday with Ice Cube, and it was supposed to be like the final of that. I haven't heard anything about mm-hmm. that since, and I would like to see that because he was great in Friday. I mean, that was pretty much the one movie that made his career, mm-hmm. and then he did Fifth Element, which he was fantastic in, but then he kind of, you know, besides the Rush Hour films, he wasn't really doing anything. He did like Silver Lining Playbook, and that was about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw another article that said that Jackie Chan has also been approached for Expendables 4. So we'll see. They just want him to make action movies, I guess, even though he's like 60 something.
I thought wasn't he approached for Expendables 3?
I don't believe so.
I don't know why he did. Well, that's sad.
He may have been. I don't know. But I mean, obviously he wasn't in it. But I know I saw one that said it mentioned Rush Hour 4 and Expendables 4. So. Mm-hmm. They want him in the fourth version, you know, in the
fourth.
They just want him to be in fours.
In fours, yeah.
Well, who knows if that's going to happen? Because
speaking of 3 and 4.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Okay, listen.
Why is this news?
Because
listen. Okay. All right. There is a part of me that really has enjoyed this movie, and I watched it with my son. And it was, I really enjoyed it. I really got a kick out of it. Journey 3 and 4 is in development with Dwayne Johnson set to return. I really enjoyed, I didn't watch the first one with, what's his face? Oh gosh, what's his
Steve
name?
Steve Perry.
No, it's the Brendan Fraser. I didn't watch that one, but I did watch the second. And it was entertaining and I enjoyed it. And it was cool and fun and cool. And fun, so I'm looking forward to it. And I don't care what you guys say. Go Rock.
It's cool, dude. Journey. You know, The Rock's a cool actor, dude. I mean, honestly, he really got outside the box of being a wrestler actor. You know, back mm-hmm. in the day of wrestling actors, you had Hulk Hogan, that all he did was like pigeonhole movies, like shitty action films.
And then you got John Cena, who just does John Cena movies.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was good to see The Rock really going out there doing comedy, doing drama, doing action. Like, he's all over the place, dude. I give him mad props for that. He's the only wrestler actor I can think of that did that. Roddy Piper even tried, and he just kind of did They Live, which was effing awesome. But that was about it.
Kevin, have you heard the – speaking of John Cena, have you heard the John Cena prank call?
We were just listening to it at work today. Oh, I love it. Oh yeah. God.
It's so
funny.
Oh, my God. At the end of the show, we'll have to play it. Doug, have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
Okay. After the show, we're going to queue it up so that way you can listen to it. It's so funny.
Everyone, if you want to hear that, just go on YouTube and look up John Cena prank. It's a radio station pranking some woman with John Cena. You'll love it.
So it's really I mean, it's probably the best prank I've heard of, a phone call prank in probably my whole life. It's
I can't
awesome.
Hear John Cena's theme song now without laughing my ass off.
All right, so this confuses me, this next story, because of the fact that
you're moving on from this one. You didn't want to talk about the people that are writing the Journey movies or the people that wrote The Conjuring.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just saying, The Conjuring was a good movie, so maybe they can pull this one out.
You're right.
And also, I hope it's scary because The Conjuring was the freakiest movie I've ever fucking seen.
Josh Hutcherson is going to be back to play.
Yeah. They're like, oh, he's filming The Hunger Games. Like, bitch, that shit's almost done.
Mm-hmm. He's been filming that for – he's got to be over with because, I mean, those movies, they film together anyway.
Yeah, they've got to be almost done filming that. Like, surely he's got to be wrapping up on that in time for them to film 3 and 4 of this if they haven't even written yet.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So, continuing on to the next one, which, again, getting
a reboot
to a prequel to a sequel to a prequel.
Hold on. This chick in the Journey, too, I forgot her name.
Vanessa Hutchinson?
Vanessa Hutchinson. She was so hot in that movie.
What about her?
Vanessa Hutchinson.
She was really hot in the Journey 2 movie.
Yeah, I'm with me.
Wow, racists. Okay, so.
No, I was just, you know, when she was dating Zac Efron, she leaked her stuff to the internet, and, you know, I've seen it. It ain't that good.
So, we're getting a sequel, prequel to the popular post-apocalyptic power chainsaw 3D in 2D theaters with IMAX. This movie has seen so many of names of remakes.
I've never seen any more prequels or anywhere reboots than this movie. Yeah.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise is going to reboot again with a new prequel. So it's going
to be
a reboot,
the fourth time.
Prequel. It doesn't make any sense.
Leatherface.
Can we
see, now
a...
this is the movie that the people doing The Conjuring should be writing, because they can make it fucking creepy as hell.
Can we get maybe a proper Freddy Krueger and Jason reboot, re-prequel before the Chainsaw Massacre gets another one?
Not as long as Michael Bay's production company has his way, which he did both of those. And I think he did the Texas Chainsaw Massacre one, too.
He ruins everything.
The first reboot.
He ruins everything.
I'm telling you, dude. I mean, I don't know, dude. I can go on a whole rant about it, but I mean, they're okay in little ways, but then you realize how good the originals are and you go back to those. And
my biggest
problem
with all the Freddy Krueger reboots is the fact that, they made a couple so far, but they just rehash the same old kills. And like, there's so many creative people out there in the originals. The kills were so creepy and so much fun. And like, so scary. Why can't we come up with new creative ways to murder somebody with knives? You know what I'm saying?
That's the topic of that's going to be our title this week. New creative ways to murder people. We'd like to thank the government for listening in on this one.
Hello.
I just don't understand why. I mean, I don't know. It gets frustrating because I'm like, all right, I guess we saw this one. Like, remember when he's got a pizza and the faces come up on the pizza and like he picks one out with the knife and I mean, Jesus, that was scary. And then his body became like a snake and ate the girl. What the hell? Like, that stuff was so sick and demented. Why can't we get more people like that?
People are too lazy these days, man. I mean, the most creative kills I've seen in horror movies these days have been either from the indies or the low budget ones. Like, they've got some good stuff, dude. I mean, I really like it. I mean, you're like the Hatchet trilogy, which a lot of people haven't heard about, which is amazing. It's got Kane Hodder. It's got, even in part 2, it's got the guy who played the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. They've got a ton of people in this, and it's fantastic, and the kills are very, very creative, and it just takes it. You got to go back. You got to take a backseat. Go back to the B movies, man. Just go back to these independently made films, and they are the ones with the creativity. These other ones that are made in Hollywood and shit. I mean, I'm going to sound stereotypical and hypocritical, but I mean, it's really they're just doing it to make a buck, and they really don't push the envelope.
Yeah. Again, I'm just going to go back to The Conjuring. The Conjuring was a fucking creepy movie, and no one died.
Yeah.
But it still was creepy. Like, I think that we have this problem with a lot of these movies where they focus almost too much on the kills, and there's too many, and they're too gory, and like they're not scary, they're just gross. I think that's the problem, is that we've gone from having like scary, legitimately scary movies to having movies that are cringeworthy because they're just so gross. Because again, like, I gotta watch this serial killer fillet this chick alive. Like, I don't need to fucking see that. What's scary is almost the anticipation of that happening. Like, you know it's coming, but like the Saw movies where the person just fucks with these people for like days on end before they end up like killing themselves. Like, that's what made those so creepy. Mm-hmm. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, again, what made some of the originals so creepy, it was just like this fucked up family and all this stuff that was going on their farm. I don't need to watch Leatherface like murder a bunch of people and cut them open with chainsaws. Again, it's not creative.
It helps, but yeah, I hear you.
No, I mean, I'm not saying like there shouldn't be any like people. I mean, it's the point of these movies. But what my point is also is that there's been a great movie that's come out in the past year that didn't have any of that, and it was one of the scariest fucking movies I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to, again, where it's Hollywood. They just making a buck off of a franchise and a title that they know people will go see because of what it is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did post on, I believe it was Facebook, from our page, where it was a list of movies that have been made, like the short films that these horror films were based on. So it's got like the original like 3-minute short film that Mama was based on, which is creepy as shit. It is creepy as shit. And then, like, The Grudge and stuff, like, I had the two short films that those movies were based on. Mm-hmm. And all these other ones, I highly recommend going and checking out. It's on our Facebook page. It was, again, a bunch of just, like, 4-minute short films that all these, like, popular horror, like, new horror movies were based on, including The Evil Dead. It has their original short film with Bruce Campbell in it, too. It's really, really funny. But some of them are creepy and amazing. Again, going back to some of the best stuff are these independent and B movies.
Mm-hmm.
Truthfully.
Very good insight. Very good insight.
Yeah.
I don't have much to add to that one because you stole, I mean, you covered that. So that
You know, I love the horror movies. Like, and I cannot wait for October. I've literally gone to my Netflix queue and just been adding horror films because you remember what I did last year? Like, every day I watched a new scary movie. Like, doing it again this year. Cannot wait. I'm pumped.
Nice.
Like, I'm holding back from watching these movies right now because I'm trying to wait till October just to marathon them all.
Yeah, we had last October we had a segment just for Doug. We'll probably bring it back, and he talked about all the horror films for the week. And I mean, I swear, maybe we'll have to do a separate because he took up like 30 minutes talking about these.
Well, because I would have like some weeks where I literally watched a movie every day, and then like some weeks I'd only watch two. But I mean, yeah, so there's days where I'd be like, oh my god, so I watched this one and it was creepy, you know, to talk about it. And then other times I'd be like, yeah, I'll watch these two. But I think I spent 30 minutes on The Conjuring alone. I swear to God, if you have not seen that movie, go watch it.
I'm not watching it. Yes. I still am not. Doug, Doug, every once in a while, will pop up with a photo of the damn doll. And I'm like, nope, nope.
Oh, man, Annabelle comes out like so soon. Oh, I'm going to go see that one, too.
Anyways.
Speaking of horror movies.
Speaking of horror movies, Simon Cowell is making a Betty Boop movie. Moving on.
Yeah, that's good enough. That's all that matters.
I mean. There you go. The end of the world is coming. All right, the top box office of the week. We're going to count it down here. Number 5 is The Giver, making $12.3 million. This movie, I'm really surprised, didn't get higher up there because of the fact of Jeff Bridges was in it. So was
Meryl Streep.
This was supposed to be another...
Hunger Games, Divergent.
Yeah.
I think that was the problem, is that I think that they took a book that did not necessarily take place in that sort of utopian, dystopian society, and they tried to pigeonholed into that, and so.
But it looked like really good CGI too, and everything.
It did,
but
really I think cool. The problem is that people looked at it and went, "I've seen this movie." When and if they know the book, then they're going like, "This is not what the book is." Mm. Just based on those little clips, I don't know. I didn't see it. I want to see it, but I don't want to see it because I've heard some
bad things.
Meh reviews so far, and it's kind of like turned me off from it a little bit.
Number four is a movie that we will talk about here at the end of the show. It really did terrible. The Expendables 3 only pulling in $15.9 million, so we may not see Jackie Chan in the fourth one because the fourth one may not get made.
Yeah, we will. It's going to happen because Stallone will pay for it.
I'll pay for it in my own pocket. It's all good.
Number three is Let's Be Cops, making $17.8 million. And number two is Guardians of the Galaxy, making $25.1 million for a total of $222.7 million in 3 weeks. That is awesome. And
that's a lot of money.
That's a lot
good
of
money. Good for them, man.
Good for them. I was really hoping that they could beat out this piece of crap movie. Number one, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, making $28.5 million for a total of $117.8 million. Boo to them, because that was a huge dip for them. They only made like $61 million, and they're already in the second week only making $28 million. So, ha-ha.
You mad, bro?
Yeah. No, I think that they're saying that Guardians is set to be the biggest blockbuster movie of the summer.
Good.
Oh, easy.
They say that it's going to pass Transformers here soon. So
good. It should.
Good for them.
Good for them. It needs to.
As it should be.
All right, boys. Let's talk some games, because I know some of our fans just don't give a shit about movies. All right, so everybody knows that we had the, what was it called, the GamersCon?
Gamescom.
Gamescom came out, and so the huge bomb was dropped. So Del Toro is contributing to the new Silent Hill movie, and it's starring Norman. And it's starring Norman Reedus.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
Dude, and also Hideo Kojima is taking part of Metal Gear fame, and they are using the Fox engine to make this game. Mm-hmm. They released a demo last week called PT on the PlayStation 4. If you have not downloaded that game, I would highly recommend downloading it, especially if no one spoiled it for you yet. It's unbelievably scary. Play it with headphones, and I would suggest wearing like a headset and just turn your lights off, dude. I love horror movies, and I got the shit scared out of me.
there's a lot of Silent Hill has been declining over the recent years, and this like just out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was great, man. Silent Hill 2, I think, is probably one of the scariest games I've ever played in my life. I know scarier games have come out since then, but this one has stuck with me for so long.
Yep.
And so I don't have a PS4, but this one is, oh my god. I watched some of your playthroughs, Kevin, and I gotta say, I don't think I could do it.
No, I saw the picture that you posted. This is exactly what I did. You posted a picture, and it was like, oh, it's a house. And then you were like, no sleep tonight. So I did what anyone would do, start looking at the photo and zooming in. And then I saw it, and I was scared to death. I go, nope, would never play this game.
Wait, what was the picture?
It was the one where the girl is upstairs.
Just staring over the balcony.
I think we talked about pre-show where it's that one video where it's like you're walking around the house and you look up and there was that fucking thing just standing there. Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
That creeped me out. And the thing is, the Fox engine is so good looking in that game to where it looks almost photorealistic. Like, yeah. Like they look real. Like they can just pop in and pop out. It's really well done.
Yep, I was thinking that when I was watching the demo, I was like, holy crap, this looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, like, a lot of it's going to be pretty easy to render since everything's so dark. It's not like you're having to render a whole lot of depth and stuff to the scenes. They can really, really bring you in the stuff that's really close to you. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, obviously the game will take place more than outside.
Than just a hallway.
Yeah, but for this little demo, they really knocked it out of the park as far as the aesthetics and stuff. It looks really good. And I, again, going back to scary movies, love them. Scary games, cannot do them. I get too stressed out. So this is one that when you get it and it comes out, if you stream it, I'll watch it with you, but I'm not putting headphones on. I'm not turning my lights out. Fuck that.
I don't blame
forever.
You.
Forever.
And the night I did that happened to be the night that my wife was working, and the cat and dog felt like just messing with me. They were like doing stuff around the house, and like so I take the headphones off and still hear things rattling around.
Yeah.
It was just like, you just hear dude, stuff. It was, yeah.
Stuff like feet scurrying, and immediately you're like, oh crap, oh, Silent Hill. It's those things that like disappear underneath the cars when you're walking down the street, just that little...
Yeah, dude, I finished the demo and turned all the lights on in my apartment.
I couldn't, listen, this is how bad I get when it comes to playing video games that are scary. Fear, the game Fear, the first one, I was scared to death of that. I would not play it unless someone was in the house with me and the lights were on. I could not do it. Like, it's just so scary for me. I just can't do it. Oh, God.
Yeah, just I mean, that's how Silent Hill 2 was for me. I swear, like, I mean, I remember like one summer... spending like a weekend at a friend's house, and there's like three of us there. You know, this huge house, or whatever. Like we're in his living room playing on this big TV, all the windows open, all the lights on, in the middle of the day, and us still like all sitting there, just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, like doing everything we could not to freak ourselves out by lights, windows open, everything, and still just being like fucking terrified.
Yeah,
I cannot do it for whatever reason. Again, scary movies, love them, can do them all day long. Games, nope, not a chance, never. I feel like I'm about to have a heart attack, like just
yeah,
very awesome. In other news that has to do with Metal Gear Solid, Steam is quickly becoming, I mean, it's awesome. I'm so excited about this. Konami has announced that Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, and Ground Zeroes are coming to Steam.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome. I hope they get the Steam's Workshop like that in that. That would be so much fun.
Which one's the one that they showed off at E3? The one, which one was the one that they released not a while back? And which one's the new one that's coming up? Phantom Pain.
Ground Zeroes is the glorified demo that's out now.
Right, and then Phantom Pain
is going to be the one they're working on right now.
Okay, that's the one I remember seeing the demo for and watched like a 20-minute video from E3 and being like, "Holy fuck, I need this game."
It's beautiful. The horse is even crap. You're like riding a horse and he'll just start dropping nuggets.
That's fun. Yeah, because I remember the demo, like he's riding on the horse, he rides on the side, he knocks a dude out, drops down, like hides, another guy walks up to investigate, he drops that dude, and then you can like tag them and they get picked up by like a balloon pops up and then they get sent to your base and now they're a part of your crew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and he did it to a goat.
Yeah, poor goat.
He's just like, he just knocks it out, tags it, starts being pulled up, and then, gets fucking taken by, I guess the balloon gets hooked by a plane and it just takes it off.
That's awesome.
It just disappears so quickly. It's so funny.
And I heard when you go back to the base, like there's some goat just hanging out there.
Yeah, they showed it. There was like the goat just chilling, and then like of course all the guys. And wherever you shoot the tag on them, that's how it picks them up. So if you shoot their ankle, it lifts them up by their ankle. Shoot them in the waist, it picks them up by their waist. So like all the physics and all that stuff.
There's going to be a lot of dick shots in that game.
Oh yeah, people just being lifted up by their crotch. But it looks so. And on top of that, it just looked amazing. So yeah. I'm with you guys. I'm super excited this is coming to Steam. Steam looks like it's going to be my way to go. I don't know if I'm going to pick up a console with how many games are coming to PC and how many games are coming to Steam specifically.
True.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Very true.
Well, there is one game that's going to be exclusive, and that's Rise of the Tomb Raider, the sequel to the Tomb Raider reboot. And it's got everybody up in arms. A lot of PS4 owners are like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know, the internet went nuts, but this is not an actual exclusive. It's a holiday exclusive.
Timed exclusive.
Yeah, it's a timed exclusive. Like, but the way that Microsoft announced it, they announced it like it was only coming to Xbox One. And
well,
that's
of course, because that's how they do it, you know?
So, and then, of course, Crystal Dynamics has since come out and was like, it's a timed exclusive for the holiday. PS4 users and the PC will still get will still get it. It's just, you know, timed. So
they did the same thing with No Man's Sky. They announced it during the PS4 thing at E3, and they're all like, oh, you know, coming exclusively for for a time to PS4. You know, so everyone was like, oh man, I want this game to come to PC. And then they were like, it is.
It's
coming to PC or PS4 for just a little bit.
Right. And I mean, these days, especially with this economy going on, no third-party company benefits from having a console-exclusive game. All the console-exclusive games are, you notice, they're all first-party titles.
Yeah.
So it's like they would be shooting themselves in the foot if they were just...
Oh, we lost Mike from you, buddy.
Hello?
Kevin, we having some mic problems. We may have lost Kevin for a minute here.
I don't know. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Doug, how about you?
Dude, cutting in and out.
Okay.
Weird. Internet, I don't know.
Looks like we're having a couple technical difficulties here. but it seems like we are, seems like we're good now.
You know, okay. You're kind of cutting in a little, in and out just a bit, but not too bad.
Okay. Weird. I don't know. I would just say it's bad to do third party right now. So, I mean, or for third parties to go exclusive. So that's what I see it.
That's what you say. Well, the PS4 is getting a feature that they announced when they announced the PS4 a couple E3s ago. It's called the Share Play. Now, in essentially what you can do is if you're having trouble in a spot or an area and say your friend's already beaten it, or, you know, if you're playing Mortal Kombat and you're like, I cannot beat Goro, I just cannot do it. Well, you can invite your buddy to come over via his house. He logs into your system automatically, you know, with magic, and so he can play your console for you, and it's pretty cool. It's coming soon, and you're going to be able to get 1 hour for somebody to share your game, and it's really neat because they don't, you don't need the disc. So if you have a game and you're playing it, say you're playing 2K14 whatever, and you're in the championship game, and you know you want to play your buddy for an hour or whatnot, he can jump on there and play with you. No big deal. 60 minutes at a time. So pretty neat. It's coming in the 2.0 software. I think it's pretty cool because, you know, in this day and age, we have people who you can come over to your house and they used to, and that's how you used to play all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody does that shit anymore. And it's sad because I used to have friends come over and play split screen and all that stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now if you need help with something, you can't do it, I could be like, Kevin, please help me, man. I cannot get past this boss. Then you could just jump on, take control, and then you're out.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I feel like I'll be doing that a lot with you, Jeremy.
Whoa. Well, well. I am an excellent player. Okay? I plays the games all the ways.
Plays the game.
Okay? In the world of Warcraft, if you are a big player, you'll be happy to know that Robin Williams will be getting a character in the game as himself, as an NPC. As we all know, he was a big fan of World of Warcraft, and he did a commercial about World of Warcraft, and he just passed away, of course, last week. And Blizzard has come out and said, we'll see you in-game. So that's...
You know, and there was a petition that went on for Nintendo as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo didn't exactly say they were doing it.
Their thing was kind of like, I wish I had the quote pulled up, just that they're... appreciate the want to have a Robin Williams character, but they're not ready to comment on what their plans are for the next Zelda game, but that their thoughts and prayers and stuff are with the family, which is I feel, I don't know, like I like that World of Warcraft is like, yeah, we're doing it, like it's happening, but at the same time, like, I understand Nintendo's, because if they don't do it, then there's backlash for that, and they're just kind of like, we're not ready to comment. But, you know, our thoughts obviously are with the family, as, you know, they worked with them, Nintendo, you know. Yeah.
Speaking of Nintendo, we are actually getting, Nintendo will be publishing their first game. This made pretty big news on iOS. Nintendo is putting out a game on iOS, and it's their first full-featured game. It is the Pokemon card battle game.
Yeah.
How about that?
There's a lot of card battle games coming out, it seems like, for the phones and tablets and stuff.
Tablets and stuff.
Thanks to you guys, I've been playing the WWE card game all week. Super card!
I knew you'd love that.
Dude, it's addicting. I'm in like some King of the Ring right now tournament.
He's playing it right now. He's like, I'm not involved in this show because I got to play it. So, with World of Warcraft, get ready because the new expansion will be hitting on November 13th. I've gotten out of that game for a while. I can't be in it anymore. It takes up too much of my life and too much of my sex. So
I don't blame you. I know I've lost friends over World of Warcraft.
So, all right, everybody, we are done with the gaming news. Let's jump into what are you watching and get to that, so that way everyone can know what we think is the best thing of the week that you should be tuning into.
Are you watching closely?
All right, as we continue to have a little bit of technical difficulty with our Google Plus, that's what we use for talking back and forth.
Well, I just got a text that said that, like, on apparently the viewer end is fine.
Oh.
So okay. I don't know what the hell's happening in our call right now, where it's lagging and choppy and all that stuff. But
awesome. All right.
So the show must go on.
The show must go on. What are you watching this week? All right, we all watched The Expendables 3, so we're going to talk about that after we run down our list here. So we're going to give out two things that we've watched this week, and the third will, of course, all be a collective The Expendables 3. So let's start with Kevin. What are the two things you watch and recommend this week?
Once again, I recommend PT. I played this week. If you have a PlayStation 4, download it. If you don't have a PlayStation 4, watch some videos of it. It's really fun to watch. Even watching it, you'll get scared. Also, still playing The Last of Us, going through that on the PS4, which is, once again, beautiful game. They did such a great game, good story, good graphics, everything about it. It's amazing. And that's pretty much what I've been doing besides Expendables 3.
There you go.
All right. And Mr. Dougie Fresh, hit us up.
All right, I've actually been playing a little bit of Borderlands 2 again, this time on Steam, which I've played it on the 360 like numerous times through. I think I got it during one of the Steam sales.
I think he meant to say Steam sales. He cut out a little bit there.
What did I say?
Steam sales.
What?
Steam sales.
Steam sales?
Nobody.
I don't know what's happening right now. Like, my window keeps flashing.
We are breaking apart.
Anyways, I got Borderlands 2. Been playing it. If you see me on Steam and you want to join, let's play. Borderlands 2 is a fantastic multiplayer game. So it's kind of boring by yourself. So if you want to jump in, let's do it. And that includes any game, really. Like, if it's I haven't played Left 4 Dead in a while. I've got those as well. My Steam account is, I think, OMFG, it's Doug. We also have an 8-bit geek Steam group that you can join and find us. Mm-hmm. So play games with us. It's, you know, we do that a lot.
Dude, I need people to play Team Fortress 2 with me.
There you go.
Man versus Machine. Let's get this team going.
Yeah, he's Kevin WK on the Steam.
And I'm Anthem182.
So, yeah. And then I went and saw Boyhood this weekend also.
Oh, that's an emotional tearjerker, I bet.
You know, a
coming of age story.
It is really an interesting movie. I don't want to make you think that it was bad, because it was not bad by any means. It was just, it was like watching a documentary in a way, except that they don't know that the camera crew's there, but like there was no clear narrative. It felt like there wasn't like a beginning of like a story.
Mm-hmm. Having a little more technical difficulties.
Grow up sort of movie. And there wasn't like a conflict. There were conflicts, but there wasn't like a huge like climax. There wasn't like something that happened and then you had to like the resolution and stuff. It was just watching this family over a span of 12 years. And it was really interesting to actually watch everyone grow up and grow older. It was that was a very surreal thing to see and watch, because it felt so real. That's why I say it felt like a documentary in a way. Is that, like, again, while it wasn't, you still felt like you were just kind of watching this family as they went through stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack was phenomenal. It was like everything I've ever listened to in the past 12 years. Like, I shit you not. Blink-182, Coldplay, Phoenix, Foster the People. Like, just all these bands and stuff that I've actually listened to in the past, like, 12 years. Like, there's... was it 1901 by Phoenix? Was literally...
No, we're back. We're good.
So. We're back.
We're back. We're good. We're good.
Testicle difficulties.
Yeah. So.
Well, I can keep talking about. I can go back and say what I said. I don't know what the last thing you heard was. It was good. It was a good movie. Soundtrack was spot on. Wait until it comes out on video, though.
Okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
It's not necessarily a theater movie.
Okay. What about you, Jeremy? What were you into this week?
I watched, I kind of watched Blended, the Adam Sandler movie. That was terrible. I don't recommend that. I do not at all. It was 90s comedy, and we're past that, I think. And if this movie came out in the 90s, I think that we would laugh a lot at it. But it just didn't work. Like, it's just Adam Sandler is Adam Sandler is just a little out of it, I think. So, then
who
the other
else
one,
was in it besides Adam Sandler?
Oh God, Drew Barrymore.
Oh, well, there you go. I guess that combination again.
Yeah. So it was. It just wasn't that good. So. The other thing I saw was Wahlburgers, and so I really, really liked the show. I think I'm going to continue to watch it. It follows Mark Wahlberg and his family, and the Wahlburger restaurant that they have.
Yeah,
and so it's really cool. I like it a lot. I recommend checking it out. It's a lot of fun.
It's like a reality show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a reality show, and Mark Wahlberg produces it and all that good stuff, and it's actually pretty funny. So.
At how many points does he go, say hello to your mother for me?
He's like, oh, this burger is great.
This burger.
Say hello to your mother times. For me. So, yeah, it's pretty decent, so I definitely suggest it. Doug, can you hear me at all or no? Can he hear me?
I don't think he can.
No, he's having technical difficulties.
Yeah. It says his mic's muted, too. So. Yeah, maybe we'll talk about Expendables next week.
And maybe so. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it right now and just let Doug wonder what's going on.
Thanks, Obama.
Okay, so we'll touch on Expendables 3 real quick, and then we'll get off of this because we're just having too many difficult things going on. Expendables 3, I don't think was as good as the other two, and I would not recommend seeing it in the theater. How about you?
I wouldn't, you know what, it's good to see in the theaters for all the explosions and stuff, but I mean, it was an Expendables movie. It is what it is. They didn't really offer anything new to the table. Mm-mm. It does seem that they were wanting to, spoilers alert, by the way, if you guys haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we're off our game right now because of all the issues we're having, so.
Yeah, but it seems like they're trying to do a new generation of Expendables, as you see introduced into this film. They introduce a whole new group into it. And also from rumors I hear is they're trying to do an Expendables, which is going to be a bunch of female Expendables in the vein of like Sigourney Weaver and the chick from Undefeatable. I can't remember her name, but a lot of those, like, you know, Gina Garone, I think that's her name, MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Like a lot of those, and they're trying to go that route.
Yeah, and so I don't think that it just wasn't as exciting, I don't think. I think the beginning and the end were great. But in the middle was a lot of old people talking.
It was. There was a lot of old people talking. That's really what it was. Doug, are you back with us yet?
I am. I'm back.
All right, cool. We're talking about Expendables, huh? What you got to contribute?
Oh, man. It was the first one I've seen from that movie franchise.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Yeah, I have not seen the other two. And I enjoyed it. I can see why it, like, jumping from an R to a PG-13 is kind of rubbed some people the wrong way. There was definitely moments where I was like, man, this could be a lot more awesome.
If you went back and saw the other two, you would, your mind would be like, what did I just watch? Why did I just, what happened?
Yeah. But I guess as the first time, like, you know, watching this, I enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was a fun premise and I liked seeing all these, you know, which I know I would get if I watched the other ones too, but at the same time, like, you know, Harrison Ford, he's pretty badass.
Right, right. Yeah,
he had a bigger role than I thought.
PG-13 films, though, man, they pushed a lot. They were dropping F-bombs, and there was a lot of people that were dying in the film. There just wasn't any blood. But, I mean, they did a lot for making it a PG-13 rated movie.
Yeah, that was... I loved some of just the ridiculous things that, like, they did stunt-wise.
Oh, my God,
I was supposed to believe that, like, that shit actually could happen. It was so... funny though, like the dirt bike up the crashed helicopter tail, and then grabbing the rebar pipe and then shooting the dude. Like, ridiculous, but amazing. Like, that is what an action film should be. And then Antonio Banderas, like, on the side of the building, then it, like, breaks off, and he, like, swings down through a window and takes out some people. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's and so let's not forget about let's not forget about the boat that lands on top of the truck.
Yeah. I mean, just using the train to smash through that one building and doing all that, like, all that stuff. Like, it was so over the top. But I mean, that's... I don't know. That's why it was fun to me, because it was just I have not seen the other movies.
It was fun. It was definitely fun. I enjoyed it for what it was, but I do think the other two had a lot more action to it, and I think that I think the newer cast kind of I don't know, man. I don't want to say they ruined it, but I do want to say that it was a little tainted, because you know, you just have this cast of old 80s stars that you're just like, what? And I think that the newer cast, like, they spent too much time putting them together, and like, I don't know, it just, it didn't seem to mesh very well.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like, and you make this movie about the Expendables and stuff, and you're used to seeing these older guys, and honestly, they weren't in the movie very long, and that's the downside, you know, because you want to see Dolph Lundgren, you want to see, you know, Jet Li and everybody like that, and you barely see them throughout the film, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, Jet Li had a very small part in this one.
Yeah. I love the one scene where they're on the rooftop. Sorry for people. I don't know if you guys did a spoiler disclaimer at the beginning.
We did. Yeah.
Okay, good. But where it's him and Arnold on the roof, and they both have like their guns in there, and they're taking people out, and his gun is just like, you know, blah, 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 and then Arnold's is just like, doo, doo, doo.
Yeah.
It was just like the difference between like them in height as well as like stature, and then their guns match them somehow.
Yeah.
This little quick guy with this quick little gun, and then Arnold, this big beefy dude with this gun that just, I mean, it rumbled like just
awesome. Yeah.
Oh, and speaking about ridiculous like things that happen, how about the rooftop run to the chopper?
Oh yeah.
From Stallone.
Dude, classic. Like, that's classic.
Yeah.
It's not an action movie until someone runs off like an exploding building or an explosion off of something and catches onto a helicopter. If that doesn't happen in your movie, then you're fucking doing it wrong.
Yeah.
In any movie. In a horror movie.
I mean, even the Broforce game. That's how every level ends.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's so like, awesome.
And then the Expendabros, same thing. And I hope they do more levels of that. That game was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, that was our show. Sorry for the technical difficulties that you'll hear on the podcast. We'll try to clean them up in post-editing magic. I am Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Please check us out on our social media. And that's it. We're out. So see you next week.